Eagle operator.
Joined.
Spanish interpreter on English.
Joined.
Yeah, this is. I need. This is English. No?
English.
So I need a Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right now, both of them are mute, right?
Jose Salgueiro. José Salgueiro.
Jose, this is the operator. We're bringing more people in. The call will start shortly. Jose?
Señor Marzano, ¿está ahí?
Jose? Hello, Jose?
Left.
Daniel Mora Terqui.
Joined.
Hola. Hola, ¿me escuchan?
Joined.
Hola, ¿me escuchan?
José Salgueiro.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello. Hola, ¿escuchan?
Sí. José Salgueiro.
Left.
Hello.
Hello, this is the operator. The call should be starting shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking to?
Frederick.
Okay, Frederick. How are you? This is Tanya.
Fine, thank you, Danielle.
Okay, one moment.
Daniel?
Sí.
Who is on this English channel? Hello?
Daniel, are you still there?
Yeah, I hear.
Okay, Daniel and Frederick are on the English channel.
Okay. Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Vanda says she told Carlton she would not be able to make it.
And where is Carlton?
He hasn't dialed in yet. And Jose, I believe, is... I'm reaching him on a cell, and he keeps dropping, so I'm trying to call him back in now.
But I want to change to a Spanish channel. I put the wrong code.
Who wants to change to Spanish?
I put 1638, but I have to put 1738. I speak Spanish, too, so I want to change my...
This is Daniel?
Yes.
Okay.
I will change right now.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Daniel Monasterki.
Left.
operator?
Yes.
Yeah, is it possible if you could please call Carlton?
Sure. The number?
Okay, I'm going to give you his cell phone number. Which is...
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. 876-383-3964.
Yes.
Okay, I'll call him now.
If you can call him now, it's like the urgency, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carlton? Now?
Samuels.
C'est bon pour UNEP?
Joined.
C'est bon pour UNEP? Et
yeah.
Hello?
I'm on the call, but I think I'm in the wrong place.
No, no, you are in the good place, Carlton. Hello, good morning.
I'm in the good right place. Okay. Yeah.
How are you, Carlton?
Not bad at all. I had a little problem getting in this morning.
Okay.
Road conditions were not good.
No problem. We can start now. Just to let you know, Carlton, we are doing also a Skype conference.
Okay.
And everybody is saying hello to you. And let's start.
Who is on Skype? Do we know?
Yes. Andres, Carlos, Daniel, Matthias, Nick, Sylvia, Vanda, Andres, no, Andres is not yet. They are asking to make a list of the present members and start. Please.
Yes, well, we need to... I was about to ask the translator. Is the translator in place?
Yeah. Vladimir
yes,
is
yes,
also...
Yes, this is the translator. I'm here in place.
Operator, for the purposes of this, can we just have a list?
You want a list on the English or the Spanish channel?
The Spanish channel.
Okay. Spanish channel operator, are you on? Hello, Spanish operator. Can we get a roll call, please?
Yes, this is Spanish operator.
Thank you. May we have a roll call, please?
Okay. Agustina Chanduri from Argentina. Silvia Lacey from Brazil. Andres Piacha. Jose Luis Bardallo from Ecuador. Daniel Monarski, Argentina. Daniel David Avalos from Ecuador. Carlos Aguirre, ALAC member.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I have a count of seven.
O sea, tenemos a siete personas.
Yes.
Sí.
Okay. And in the English channel, there is myself and Frederick. And
yes. No. Yes. Yes. I don't know. Nick is not present with us today. He's only on Skype.
Oh, he's only on Skype. All right. Well, I'm going to say that we have a quorum and we're going to start the meeting. The meeting is called to order. It's 13:15 UTC. I'm taking it that we see the already. We see the draft agenda. We look at the proposals for additions to the agenda. We see there are several of them. We will note, however, that we will only be able to take three other agenda items. I am going to propose that from Vanda's list, we take the goals for FY 2008 and the preparations for Global Summit, Mexico City. And from the list proposed by Andres, we do policy discussions and liaison elections. That's what I'm proposing. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay. So we have adopted the agenda, which includes the standing items.
Discuss also some of the fiscal items of the fiscal year.
Well, we're going to, in the FY 2008-2009, we're going to, that's the one that involves that. It says goals for FY 2008-2009, preparation for Global Mexico City Summit. And then we're going to do policy discussions and liaison discussions, liaison elections. So those are the four items that are selected from the proposed items from two members. Okay.
I would like also to be able to discuss the aspects of the liaison. And
who's asking that? Hello?
Andres Piazza.
Okay. We're going to deal with liaison elections. The whole issue of liaison elections. And we subsume other elections under that. That's the point. I'm going to chair the meeting, and staff announcements, I don't think there are any staff announcements, but Frederick, you could fill us in on that?
Yes, actually, there is some staff announcement concerning the translation of documents.
Yeah.
Would you like me to say it now?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, there are going to be translation of materials related to the ALAC review that should be posted imminently. Also, the translation for the RAA review, including the RAA itself, should also be available soon, which will be maximum until the end of next week. These have taken longer than normal translation, and we are sorry for that, but it is due to the fact that a long legal document is being translated, requiring a greater level of precision than would normally be the case for a non-legal document. Moreover, the translation of the minutes have been delayed due to the large volume of translation order in the last 30 days. But normally, it should only be a week after the English version that the Spanish edition will be available online. And we apologize for all of this. Now, on the JPA review documentation, it is already available in Spanish and also in many other languages. Just to remind the community, the deadline for the comments on this round is July 31st. And finally, the public comment period for the IDNC fast track process is now open, and multilingual versions are immediately to be posted online. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. I really want to comment on the translation program, and I really think it is in order to commend the at-large staff who have been working with us in the forefront of getting this translation policy published by ICANN. Most of you who would have gone to the ICANN website, the main website, you will now see a revamped website where documents and information is available in multiple languages. I am going to urge you to continue to check the ICANN websites. You can actually set yourself up so that you get postings of changes to the website. It's very important that you do. I would suggest that you check the website regularly and look and see what the updates are. It's way better than it used to be. It's a major improvement, and the at-large staff has been lead in holding the organization accountable for the translation program. And I want to personally give Nick Ashtonaut my highest regard for this work. It has been long in coming, but he's worked assiduously throughout the whole time I've known Nick to get the translation program going, and we are seeing the fruits of it, and I think he ought to be congratulated. The meeting summary, as Frederick pointed out, this month is not available in Spanish. It is in English. There are no action items from that meeting summary anyways. So we will move on to the next standing item, which is a review of the current status of IELTS application. Most of you would know that regional advice is required when a proposed IELTS comes from this region, and the IELTS that requires our advice now is ACUI, A-C-U-I. The application...
Could you repeat that that last section, Carlton, please?
I'm sorry?
Could you repeat that that last... item that you mentioned?
Oh, the review of IELTS applications is the next item. And under the policy that exists now, regional advice is required before an IELTS from this region is admitted into membership of the RALO and into the ICANN at large organization. We have one such application that is pending regional advice. That application is from ACUI. It is posted in both Spanish and English. ACUI is from Barranquilla, Colombia. The information is posted there in Spanish and English. Some of you would have already known about this application because we saw bits and pieces of it beforehand. I am suggesting that if there are no major reservations about this application, that we say yes and allow the application to go forward. Comments?
Yes, this is Rudy Medina. I have a question.
Yes.
Sigue, Rudy. In the last meeting, it was indicated that some additional information was needed from this organization in Colombia. They have communicated with the ICANN staff to obtain those requirements, or has there been any other communication? Because my understanding is that Sergio Salinas was trying to communicate with them, and I don't know whether he could do it or not.
Yes, there was communication. That is why it's an updated application, Rudy. And if you read it, you see what the basic requirements are fulfilled. The requirement for information is fairly straightforward. It has a list of officers. We needed the email address. We needed websites and so on. Once that is put in place and we can find the people, unless somebody else knows something that would say that these people are fakes or not, then the application is considered complete. And as it is at the moment, this application is considered complete because we have all of the data that is required.
¿Alguien más quiere hacer algún comentario?
I'm sorry.
No comments. Carlos Aguirre wants to make a comment.
Yes, go ahead, Carlos.
Siga, Carlos. More than the information that required for Bigway, my understanding is that this is an organization that works a lot in Colombia. As a matter of fact, I get their information permanently about their work they are doing. Particularly, I think that it should be approved and accept QI as an ILS.
Thank you, Carlos. So I'm taking it that Carlos is seconding my proposal to have a QI approved for membership. Are there any objections?
No.
Thank you. So the record will show that on this day, they advise from the region for a QI membership.
Joined.
From a QI membership was positive, and so the report to the ALAC is that a QI LACRALO has positively advised that a QI is accepted for membership. Thank you. So now we move to the next agenda item, the goals for FY 2008-2009. And I want to just point out that we accepted this and I agreed that this would be the one to accept because it could subsume a lot of other pieces of discussions that we would be involved in. So I'm prepared to give a fairly lengthy period of time for this discussion around the goals for FY 2008-2009. We pulled out the Global Mexico City Summit, which has to be a goal, because there are some other aspects of it that I thought need to be aired. It has been explored on the list already, but I think it is good for us to at least talk about it again or mention it so that I didn't see any response to the suggestions on the list from both Andres and Vanda. So I would hope that we could get some substantive discussion and representation from now. Just to say, for the FY 2008-2009, it's important for us, first of all, to be aware of the operating plan and budget for ICANN. The draft operating plan and budget for ICANN has been out there for public comment. It is available in Spanish. If you go to the main ICANN page website, you can get the information.
I'm sorry, what is the website?
The ICANN.org. ICANN, www.ICANN.org. That's the main ICANN website. And that's the updated website. The fiscal year started 1st of July, 2008. What is important for, the piece that is most important to us is the piece that deals with the at-large. And some of you would remember that months ago we requested comment information on the ALAC budget. Nick, when some of us made comments on it, some of us sent in requests on it. That budget information is what we sent in to Nick was reflected in that budget. And so that now becomes the basis for this discussion. Comments, please.
No one is saying anything.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, in the end, it is important for us to look at the draft, this budget. Actually, it's not a draft budget anymore. The budget was actually adopted at the ICANN meeting. And it's now a budget. If we're going to... I would suggest that if we are going to involve money in this conversation, we would look at the budget, the operating plan and the budget, and make special mention of looking at the ALAC portion of the budget, which was prepared by the ALAC Secretariat staff with input from members of this community. Yes.
Sorry. Would it be possible if you could just repeat the link? And the operator doesn't have to translate this.
Okay. It's www.ICANN.org. If you go to the front page, it takes you to the home page. You will see the link directly from the home page to the operating plan and budget. As I was saying, this operating plan and budget is no longer in for comment. It was actually adopted with the comments that were
then up till that time.
Okay, so we can go directly to the Spanish one.
You can go directly to the Spanish one. If you notice, the document is in French, English, Spanish, and what is this one? I don't know the last one. I don't know what
Arabic.
I'm sorry?
Arabic.
It's Arabic, yes. So, and I think it's Japanese.
It's
or
only also in Russian as well.
Russian, that's the last one, the Russian. It's in Russian, Spanish, French, English, Japanese, and in Arabic. This is one example of what I was saying is the great improvement in the translation program to allow you to see these documents, these basic documents in languages that the community can make use of in more direct ways.
Very good. Thank you.
I really think that we should look at that budget and especially the part concerning the ALAC review. As I said, most of us would have remembered that the budget that was presentation that was done from the ALAC staff, Secretariat staff, Nick Ashtonart leading, was provided with input from this community. We were asked to make comments. I remember some of the comments. I know that Carlos and I and probably Andres made comments about the support for meetings, and there were some more money in there. The other issue was the support for translation. There was more money placed in there. There was an issue, translation in general, but there was an issue for us for having documents about ICANN's work and ICANN's program translated so that it's available to ordinary users. There was money placed in there for that.
Okay.
There's one other part now. Having dealt with the budget issue, let us now move to some of the outcomes from having the budget. The first outcome is the policy work that we have to do. The policy work that we have to do. I would really wish to emphasize that we the policy work that LAC RALO is required to support is a policy work that ALAC is engaged in, because our policy prescriptions, our emendations, our actions related to policy goes through the ALAC. And so I have always maintained that if we're going to increase our interactions with policy, we should make an effort to follow what the ALAC policy work is doing. And we have our representatives to ALAC, and I personally have seen a lot of work coming out of our representatives. They keep us informed about what the discussions are. They make comments. They send information to the list. I think it is even more, now that we have more translation, I think it's even more appropriate for us to look at the policy work areas of the web where those discussions are now in Spanish as English and take our cue from that. For example, Frederick let out the staff announcement and talk about the policy discussions and we've been involved in at this period. There are three: the new GTLDs, the issue of IDNs, the reviews of ALAC itself, and the Hello?
Yes, Captain. Yes, Captain.
Oh, okay. I heard some buzz. I thought there might be something. And the who is and the contractual compliance policy works. Those are all available to you in Spanish. If you go again to the ICANN main website, you will see links to those documents. Not only that, I noticed where Jacqueline has actually sent out direct links to those documents in Spanish. And those documents give you background to the policy discussions. So it is really for members now to prepare themselves to take part in the policy discussions by A, reading the working papers, which are now translated in Spanish, and they are posted, and then make your contributions to the discussion. There's one other way. All of these policy initiatives are in place by working groups. I believe that it is important for us to become involved in the working groups, not just as LAC RALO, but as ALAC working groups. I believe that is the best way to get consensus, is to become familiar with the working groups, the global working groups that are working on this policy. It makes no sense for us to try to work on a policy on our own little corner. What we should be doing is collaborating with the global at large structure to work on the working group so that we can have an influence at the time of inception.
Carlton?
On these policies, yes.
Carlos Aguirre would like to say a word.
Yes, Carlos.
Yes, following up what Carlton was saying, I think that the budget topic is very important, just as many others that we've been discussing. And as Carlton says, as Jacqueline mentioned, should be translated in Spanish. This has been a long fight that we have had in order to obtain this or to get to this point. And we need the feedback, that is, that the representatives get involved in these topics and we could debate and also submit some questions as other regions are doing in a very active way. This is very important, given that we have to show, you know, since we were talking with Mr. Barzalo and other friends, we have to really emphasize our participation and to show that this region is interested in everything related to the work in ICANN. And I think that within the budget, there are some topics that are important as well. And we have discussed in ALEC with Carlton and Jose Ovidio and with all the people in other regions, like, for example, how to get to people at large, how to go to the individual and final topics. And this is an important thing in terms of requesting the budget. For example, Carlton was proposing to do it through a way like radio, or perhaps in a newspaper or some sort of flyer. And at one point, we also proposed the need to translate or to get in touch with people, with the users, and to show our work through conversations, chats, congresses, seminars. That is, try to communicate to people all what we're doing so that this participation that we are requesting is increases. But not only the topic of the budget is an important or crucial topic, but we have a number of other topics that have been translated into Spanish, and that it'll be very important that each one of the ILS make a comment so that we can use it in ILAC as an official comment from our region. There are some topics, for example, Carlton, for example, mentioned the GPA, or Joint Public Agreement of ICANN and the government, and the U.S. government, And perhaps somebody in the U.S. Proposed that ICANN couldn't open yet because it was premature, and that internet, it was the sovereignty of the U.S. And this is terrible. But if we don't take part in this thing, you know, these people that are recognizing ICANN, you know, they ended up being truths that nobody challenged. I think that we should participate in a little bit more. And in summary, you know, I think we should participate much more in these discussions.
Thank you, Barakalas, for that comment, because I cannot emphasize further that what we've been fighting for, it's coming through, but we need to participate. I mean, it makes no sense for us to be fighting almost 2 years for a general program for translation of documents, important documents. We are beginning to see the documents translated, but we are still seeing no comments. I give you the one that we've talked long and hard about with our representatives. We had to comment as individuals on the JPA, the first turnaround of the JPA, because we simply did not have enough information from the region to say we were speaking for the region. And I know Carlos had made comments on it. Jacqueline had made comments. I have made comments. There were comments from Danny, from Trinidad and Tobago. There was comments from Andres. But there just was not enough comment, and we didn't have a settled position on it. And now that the JPA is finally going to be available in Spanish for the final comment period, I'm going to urge all of us, my friends, we need to make a comment. It's important for us to comment. These reviews that are happening, the ALAC review, we need to make a comment on them. I mean, we have commented, but we certainly have not seen the level of interest that we think is necessary for the at-large organization to get the information that we are behind our colleagues who are representatives to ALAC. It's very difficult for Carlos and Jose Ovidio to go to ALAC meetings and cannot speak with confidence about the region's position because they simply do not have enough information. There's just too few of us who are taking part and commenting in these things. It's very important that we move forward and get more comments online. Are there any comments? Are there any comments? Okay. Well, moving back to the...
Carlos Aguirre, if I could have the floor.
Yes, Carlos, go ahead.
Sí, Carlos, diga. I think that it's very clear. I think that we can go to the next item. If
yes.
Carlton agrees with that.
Yes, I was about to go to the next item. Next item is a preparation for the Global Summit in Mexico City. I'm going to ask Carlos to give a background on what happened in Paris on this Global Summit, because this is something that has been going on, and Andres could also comment on it. Andres, as you know, has been a member of the working group, Summit Working Group, and Carlos has been the one who's literally been leading the fight in the ALAC for the Global Summit. So I'm going to ask Carlos and then Andres to comment on the global summit, and especially Andres to give some indication of what his thinking is for us to do in preparing for Mexico City. Thank you. You have the floor, Carlos.
Carlos, usted tiene la palabra.
Carlos there?
This is Andres.
Andres, all right, let's go to Andres.
Vamos, Andres. Hello?
Andres, you have the floor.
Perdón, ¿quién está hablando ahorita? Okay, this is Andres. What I'm saying is, Carlton asked me a comment to comment, and either me or Carlos, we have talked with both of them. There is no prerogative, nor a specific question in relation to the meeting of the event organization that we have ready. But if we recall about this electronic message that I sent, in which we have a channel so that we can collaborate with the organization of FAMI, when this happened in Africa, and we have a working group, two members of LACRALO, which is Silvia and me, we participated actively in these kind of meetings. In fact, we have teleconferences organized specifically for this area. And we couldn't do it in the same fashion in Paris because we didn't go to the meeting in Paris. But we are going to take with the same strength our role as collaborators in this and now we want to emphasize in March, it's going to take place in Latin America in March. We're going to invite all the members of LACRALO to have an active role in that kind of discussion. Of course, that those discussions are in English, but we could have LACRALO in a fashion of parallel in our own language. That would be the comment that I wanted to make. I hope, Carlos, this is enough. Now, Carlos wants to talk. Go ahead, Carlos. Yes, in Paris we were discussing in the Secretariat of Navarro to talk about a budget because they were part of the working group of the summit. And they show us in ALAC all the work that eventually was presented to the board. They presented a very important work about what the budget was going to be for that meeting in taking into account the different expenses or investments in this case that would be needed so that a representative of each ALS could be in the summit. This summit that at the beginning was suggested in Cairo, but eventually it was defined on Thursday in Paris. It was defined that it should take place in Mexico for March next year. there are still some issues that need to be solved. The board needs to define the budget and see how ILS should go. This is something that we're going to keep on fighting for so that we have a number of ILS present and talk something about what we did in this working group. One of the things is that the representatives that go to this summit should represent with authorized word. And that is going to result about knowing what we're talking about. That's why I want to emphasize what I said before. We need to get really involved in those topics that are already available in Spanish. All these topics that have been discussed by ALEC and that we will have to discuss as well in Mexico this coming year. If, of course, there are some items that needed to be decided by the board, I think that the resolution has been taken that it is Mexico, the place, and we have to get ready for that summit in Mexico. Getting ready is to continue discussing more often than a monthly conference. I think that we have to change the Skype system or to keep it permanently so that we can request comments or make comments at any moment we want about any specific topics, and that we, representatives of ALEC, could eliminate any doubts like us, like Carlton, or requests that perhaps any other person who, or participant of ALEC, solve our doubts. So that way we could have a more active participation in Mexico next year.
Thank you, Carlos. It's very important.
I'm done.
Yes. Is there another comment?
No comments.
Okay. just to follow up with what Carlos has said about the participation, there are already some draft items for the summit that has been discussed in the working group. There are issues that we have been grappling with that we need to bring to bear and bring to the summit our own perspectives on that, and that includes issues like we've been wrestling with. How do we deepen the communication between ICANN and ordinary Internet users? What kind of strategies that we need to employ for that? You know that some of us have been fighting for a long time for documents that we can send into our public information channels that are easy to understand by ordinary users. Carlos has mentioned the fight we've had to talk about using radio and getting appropriate formats for radio for some of these pieces of information. These are not issues that are localized to Lacrallo alone. The Apralo people have the same thing, especially with the Pacific Islands. Africa has the same issues, and that's why we're suggesting that it's important for us to sign up for the working groups. The preparation that we need for Mexico City is that we need to come together and come up with strong, consensual documents, information that we can pass on confidently as issues from Lacrallo that we have taken a position and we are resolved. It's very important for us to do these things. I like Carlos, I believe that the board has already taken the fundamental decision that the summit is going to happen. in Mexico City in March 2009. I think what we need to do is to begin to prepare now with the guidance from the working group information that comes out of the summit working group. It's still a very active working group, to see what we need to do, because there are very panels are going to be developed and discussion forums are going to be developed, and we should be prepared to add our voices to it. That's what I think is important. Okay. I am moving from the preparations for the Global Summit. I would want to go to the policy discussions. The two policy discussions that are of immediate use to us, the first one, you would have noticed that there is the board has accepted a new procedure for developing new GTLDs, that's globalized top-level domains. And La Crala region has been very active in the discussions about new GTLD, both in ALAC and as well as in the meetings that we've had on this. That document is available in Spanish. The policy discussion document is also available in Spanish. I don't know how many of our colleagues have read the document and seen it, but it is very important for us to read the documents and understand what the issue is about. If I may, the new GTLD process lays out a process by which an entity, an individual, can apply for a new top-level domain, globalized top-level domain, in the order of .com or .edu or .org or so on. This is going to be controversial because there have been lots of agitation for opening up the domain name system to new domains. For example, you may have heard of some cities that have been trying to get new high-level top-level domains, .berlin, .paris, and so on. There are regions of countries that have been trying to get new top-level domains, .cat, for example, Catalonia, and so on. There has been proposed new top-level domains in various areas. So the approach to have a process that is well-defined and laid out, was needed and is welcome. What has caused concern for the at-large is the one aspect of the process whereby an objection can be raised to a new GTLD based on morality or community opposition. And we've had lots of discussions on this list, on the list, the regional list, as well as in the ALAC organization and with other groups concerning the discomfort that we feel when the nomenclature that is used is so clearly inappropriate, in our view, for to be a part of this process. And so, at the Paris meeting, we drafted a comment that was included in the report given by the board liaison, Wendy Selzer, and that is available to all of you. The process is out for comment now. And although the board has adopted the process, the feeling is that the implementation of the process is another opportunity for us to ensure that the things that we think are objectionable in this process is handled in a way that would satisfy probably not all of our concerns, but certainly address some of our concerns. I don't know if anyone else have read the information to date, but I would then ask others to make comments on it. Your comments, please.
This is Carlos. This is Carlos.
Yes, Carlos. Go ahead.
Sí, Carlos, diga. The topic of the new GTLD, this is a topic that we discuss a lot in Paris. In ALAC, we also had a very strong discussion about it because one of the objections of this document to be approved by the board of the new GTLD was proposing the morality and public order. People in Lac Ralo, our region, our people, Carlton, Jose Ovidio, myself, and people in Africa who were working in this working group, we proposed something that was accepted by unanimously by the committee that ICANN could not object about the morality of the new GTLD. Who could have the attitude to be a super moral or to have the moral to have or to impose that to other cultures that who could object to these moral issues? Taking into account that internet is a world thing, this was discussed in the board. The board made some considerations, but we, as I said before, we've been working a lot about the new GTLDs. In fact, we propose in this new working group the need to establish or to define the judicial nature of the names, of the domain names. The domain names had nothing to do with words, with phrases, with brands, but these are distinctive signs only for internet, only to identify a device, a user, and that's it. If we consider these things in this manner, we would be avoiding all kinds of problems, including UREP in terms of brands and domain names. Okay. We also consider or took into account the need to take into account the universal rights of men in the Articles 19, 29 and 27, in terms of freedom of expression, in terms of culture discussion, and if we object to these things, or what we are trying to use is immoral, or if someone could censor us, how could we work in this fashion? I think that the work in this case in Africa and the Latin America and Caribbean was very important, and I think that we reinforce that idea once we read the document. Andres, would you like to? You want the floor? Andres, you want the floor? Yes, this is Andres. Yes, Carlos. This is another topic of the agenda. I don't know if Carlton allowed me to make this comment.
Go ahead, Andres. Please, go ahead.
Okay. One of the topics in the agenda that I was trying to debate today, but probably I don't think we'll have the time, but I even want to make a proposal, is to modify the operation, the operative items of La Crallo, and the need to have like a president of the General Assembly. Everybody's taking like model. The North American model, because they have double function. In addition to the representatives in ILAC, they have a secretariat and a chair person, and that function would allow us. There are specific consequences given the fluidity of our debate, and in order to express our input to the rest of the world at large. And I think that the role of the chairman, like the North American in RALO, is important to have a good connection in our region with the at-large groups in order to get a better representation. I think that it'll help a lot. We could have more fluidity in the representation. I submitted a proposal, a draft with some text, and I'm going to send it. The only problem is that you're going to see it in Spanish, but you know the General Assembly could consider it, and perhaps if you want to make any modification, that's fine. Would that be possible, Carlton?
Yes, Andres. You can submit a draft for any member can submit a draft for modification of the MOU for study, and you know you're going about it the right way. You have a proposal. You put the proposal to the list. It becomes a part of the list. We can have a resolution. The resolution can be brought to the General Assembly, and based on the existing standards for amendments to the MOU, it can be amended, yes. So that is possible indeed.
Yeah, so that they consider. ¿Puede repetir eso, por favor? The draft is in Spanish. Does it need to be in both languages, or somebody could translate it?
No, you can send the draft through on the list. I'm sure we don't mind that the first draft goes out in Spanish. We can always translate it later. What is important is for the majority of our colleagues to get a deep understanding of what you're proposing, so that we can have a full discussion about it. That's not a problem for it to go out in Spanish first. We will eventually have to have it in English, but sending it to the list in Spanish is not a problem.
If somebody wants the floor at this moment, in addition to me, you can have the floor. No more comments.
Okay, there is as I say, our documents, our supporting documents right now, does provide for amendments to the governing documents that we have. As you know, the governing document is the MOU with ICOM. We have a rules of procedure document that lays out what the membership is and how that is supposed to happen. That will have to be also amended. So we have in principle the mechanisms in place to make any changes to the amendment to the documents as we see fit. The issue, though, for me is not the membership. It's not the way we add a chair here or there. That's not the real issue. The real issue in La Clara is participation. That is the real issue. And if you have 10 chairs or whatever, if people are not prepared to participate by reading and becoming involved in the debates, then we are not going to be as relevant as we should be. As a matter of fact, if you look at the votes that come into the ALAC, our representatives to ALAC are some of the most active representatives in ALAC. I can tell you that. I lurk on the list and I listen to the debates, and our representatives are very, 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 very vocal and very involved in the work of ALAC, which is where the policy work takes place. What is missing is more involvement at La Crala level to help them formulate the views that are representative of the La Crala position, because it's only there are too few of us giving them any kind of insight, any kind of instruction, any kind of support in the work that they do on our behalf at ALAC. That is the issue. I personally have every confidence that Ozo Video and Carlos are doing the best they can, given the few of us who actually give them support in discussing these policy issues that come up in ALAC. That's where I think the problem is.
Could you repeat that again, please? I somehow missed the first part.
I was saying that my own personal view is that I have every confidence that Carlos and Jose Video have been doing a great job in ALAC, even without the full support of the membership. The information that they get to represent our views in ALAC comes from very few of us, because only few of us actually participate. And what you need is more participation. ALAC is a group participation vehicle. It is not for any one person. They are supposed to be there representing the views of the region. And the more people we have that are involved in formulating that view, the stronger their words on our behalf will be in ALAC. And what we are missing is that deep participation. Too few of us are participating. That's the problem. The CCTLD ID and Fast Track is the other policy question that is open. Please note that it is in Spanish. Please note that the comment period is open. Most of you would know what the IDNs, internationalized domain names, will allow domain names other than the Latin alphabet to be on the internet. So for languages that have Latinet scripts and groups, language groups that do not use Latinet scripts, you talk Arabic, Japanese, Chinese, and so on, you will be able to see their domain names on the internet. And it's a very important development for parts of the world. Remember also that in Latin America and the Caribbean, we have groups that could participate, could benefit from this development that may not now be represented in La Crala or represented to ALAC. It is important for us to look at that plan, to look at that policy document and ensure that whatever has been proposed is at least neutral to the benefit of those people who might not now have comment. So I'm going to urge you, all of us, to have a look at the document and use the comment period to make comments, at least to say that we've seen the document and we don't find it objectionable in any way. The comment period is open. It is very important for us to get our comments in. There's also public comment open for the registry failover plan for GTLDs, the Board of Directors Code of Conduct, and it is important for us to look at those and make our comments on those documents. Very important. Again, you can find these documents in Spanish on the from the main ICANN website. If you go to ICANN.org, you follow the links, you will see these documents there. There's the WHOIS document policy discussion that has been going on for some time. It is also important for us to look. The issue with WHOIS is the one of information versus privacy. The issue is, where do we balance giving information as opposed to protecting one's privacy? For every user, every person who registers a domain name, they are required to submit certain pieces of personal information. And when you try to find out who owns a domain name, the question is how much information is returned in a query online. And that has been a matter of grave concern for privacy advocates, as opposed to those who believe that the more information is better, for example, in ensuring that there is less fraud and fraudulent activities and so on the Internet. So it's a balancing act, and it's important for us to become familiar with the issue so that we can at least add our voices to the policy discussions surrounding. So I am going to recommend that we all have a look at these policy discussions and make our input. We don't have much longer time here to go. I'm going to go to the final topic, and this is the liaison elections, unless there are other questions. Are there any questions about the preceding topic?
Captain, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I saw a couple of messages on the Skype. I don't know if you are on the Skype, but they just wanted to be sure that you understood what Andres meant when he wanted to create the position of regional chair to be elected by the General Assembly, which constitutes of two representatives of each ALS. And also, there is Carlos wanted to speak. So if you could just give him the floor.
Let me respond to the first one. What I understand from Andres is that we do have a chair. The difference in the Lacrallo structure from Naralo structure is that the position of chair dies at the end of each General Assembly. That is what Andres is proposing, is to have a permanent chair that operates during between General Assemblies. Our chair does not operate between assemblies. That's the difference between us and Naralo.
Okay, besides Andres, there is also Jose Oviedo that would like to speak.
Yes. So starting with Carlos.
Jose Luis, not Jose Oviedo.
Carlos, you're on.
Okay, this is Jose Luis.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to say that taking into account the little time that we have, I would like to emphasize the call that Carlos is making so that we could have a better participation and more participation. And I think that is connected perfectly with the focus that Andres gave us, a very great proposal to have a better participation.
Danny Jagnat.
Left.
I don't think that if we have better coordinators could hold us back. I think that instead is going to bring a more dynamic to this cooperation. I just wanted to say that, to emphasize that of the meeting today, that it is important that we have more participation and perhaps to have more input.
Thank you, Jose Luis. Carlos?
No, I think that we should talk the last item that Carlton proposed.
Okay, let's go to the question of the elections. Background is that we have an election period open for the board liaison. As you know, that Wendy Selzer is the incumbent. There has been the nomination period is closed on the 27th June while we were in Paris. Bo Brendler has from the Naralo has also been nominated. So now we have two candidates for the board liaison. In the at-large meeting, the ALAC meeting at Paris, that I was an observer, both candidates gave an address to tell the rest of the group who they were and what they thought was important to it. Remember that it is the ALAC that determines who the board liaison from ALAC to the board is going to be. It's the ALAC that has the vote. Lacrallo's involvement is to ensure that there is a consensus position around a candidate to instruct our ALAC representatives how to vote. We had already discussed this. We had proposed this to the list already. And some ALSs have indicated their preference for candidate. So can I hear now comments from members?
Rudy Medina, yes, I have a comment.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Siga, Rudy. In the past meetings, there were certain comments to send about sending to the list or try that the candidates could talk to the members of Lacrallo in order to have to interchange ideas or to at least to have more information about this candidate for this process.
Rudy, as I understand, you're asking the question whether or not the candidates could appear on Lacroix's list?
I would like to know if we were discussing about having the candidates talking to the rest of us. I would like to know if that happened or is going to happen or what is the situation?
We will certainly ask them. As I said to you, the candidate has spoken to the ALAC. They made comments. Their comments are online, by the way. So you can reach the comments online. I don't have the but if you go to the ALAC page, you will see the comments from the candidates, and the bios from the candidates are linked from there. So you have access online to that information. If the members feel it necessary, we can certainly put in a request for the candidates to come onto a teleconference or to appear on the list. That's not, I think that is doable. We can do that.
No comments.
Carlton?
Yes.
Yes, Frederick speaking. I wanted just to...
would it be possible...
Could you just hold 1 minute that Frederick asks his question? Go ahead, Frederick.
Yes.
Permítame un momentico. Alguien tiene un comentario en el canal en inglés. Permítame. Frederick.
In Paris, we were discussing the possibility of having a candidate presentation for the board liaison position. And we wanted maybe to know as staff what the Lacroix communities would think of what it would be better to do, either a global meeting for everyone, or maybe what we can do, we can try to have Q&A, regional Q&A, and we wanted to know what the Lacroix community think about it.
Okay. The question Frederick is asking, it goes to the immediate question that was asked by Rudy, and is to say how we would engage the candidates of board liaison. There are two options. The first option is that we have a global reach out where all of the RALOs get a chance to interact with the candidates, and that would be done one time, and naturally it would have to be supported by the at-large staff. And the other is just having a regional Q&A, which is to say the candidates appear in some format, in some way, to interact with Lacroix alone. And the question was, what would be the preference of the members of Lacroix? Are there any comments?
Yes, this is Jose Luis.
Yes, Jose.
Diga, Jose. I am proposing that Carlos could tell us what are the functions in terms of activities. I think that it'll be important and very good for us not only to see the bios, but also to see how the candidate did his or her function when they were delegates. We would like to see what was his or her performance as a delegate.
Okay, so if I understand you, Mr. Lewis, you're asking for an opinion from Carlos, or you're asking for the candidates to say what their performance was?
Sí, diga, Carlos. Yeah, this is Carlos. Yeah, responding to José Luis' question, I think that there is always room for improvement. Wendy has always been... She was voted unanimously last year when we decided to have her as a liaison of the board in our region. Later, all the regions supported that, and she ended up representing our board. I think that Wendy has a very special vision of ALAC. This is a radical position, very combative position. And she's a person that I think has responded. Anyway, in the last topic that we cover in Paris about the new GTLDs specifically, she needs more input, more comments. She needs that we bring to her more information for her arguments and discussions. I think that she's pretty much in the same situation that we, the representatives of LACRALO in ILAC, that we need the support with knowledge, with information from the representatives of the ILS. For me, Wendy is a good candidate. On the other hand, Bob Ledger is a new person in ALAC. I don't know whether he has been a year in ALAC. He's also from LACRALO in North America. This is a person that comes from ALS that has a lot of influence worldwide, not only in the U.S., about the consumers, the ALS. Is Consumer Weblog, which has more than 8 million affiliates. In response to consumers, and specifically Bob's job is to be the chairman of the publication of WorldBob. This ALS has been very wide. This is a person very capable, a person with a lot of knowledge and capable. And I think that we have in front of us a very difficult election, because Wendy has done a great job, and Bob Lender represents a very good option as well. So I won't give my support to any one of them, but as a member of LACRALO, I will accept the representatives of each one of the organizations, and I vote along those lines. This is my comment about it.
Thank you, Carlos. I will tell you that my own view, and I've already put it out on the list, so you know where I am. Wendy Seltzer, I believe, is the candidate that I would support, and I tell you why. I think she has the kind of spirit that you need to break into the, I hate to say it, but it's true, the old boys network that is the board of ICANN. I believe she has a spirit that I think is absolutely required to be heard, and not to be to take her time to represent the views of what we have. She's a strong woman, and she certainly is a very bright woman. I also believe that 1 year as board liaison is not enough to become involved in the working of the boards and build rapport and build your connections to the board members. It's very important, vitally important, These people on the board have been working together for many years. And if we change the board liaison, I believe too much turnover in the board liaison simply loses their ability to build bridges with individual board members. And those two counts, therefore, I believe that it is in our interest to return Wendy Seltzer as board liaison. Of course, I will bow to the majority opinion of Lacrallo, since it is a consensus opinion. But like Carlos, I am inclined to support Wendy Seltzer. Any other comments?
No comments?
Okay. No comments?
No comments.
Just to let you know, the ALAC does not vote until the end of, was it October, I think? It is the month before the board meeting, which is in October. So there is still time for us to consider. I will take the advice of the members through Rudy that it might be useful to get the members of the candidates to appear before Lacrallo. I am presuming that since there was no objections to it, I'm presuming that the members agree with Rudy that we should ask the candidates to appear before Lacrallo. I'm presuming that this is the case. Remember that Frederick wanted to know whether or not we would go for global interaction as opposed to regional interaction. Rudy has proposed regional interaction. There has been no objections to regional interactions. So that is what we're going to move forward with. That is the case. I will send a note from Lacrallo to the members inviting them to participate in a special teleconference or our next teleconference to tell us about themselves and why Lacrallo should support them for the board liaison. If that is agreeable to everyone, could I have an indication starting now?
Carlos Aguirre, I agree. Jose Luis Barzallo, I agree as well. It'll be good to have a teleconference separate than the monthly meeting that we have members of Lacrallo.
Thank you, Jose Luis. There any other comments? Okay, there be no other comments. I will take it that we will have a special teleconference set up with the members so that they can tell Lacrallo members why we should support them for board liaison position. You should also know that there are other positions that should be open for Lacrallo for the area. There are non-com position that is coming open, and unfortunately we won't have a time to discuss that today. We have no candidates yet. We're going to use the list to circulate the issue of the non-com position. And hopefully we will get nominations online from the list. We are way past our end time. We started 15 minutes late. There being no other comments, I want to thank all the members for coming on this teleconference. As an action item, I will connect to the candidates of board liaison and suggest a time that they could speak to us on a teleconference. and I will circulate it for members' advice and consent. Thank you all very much. This teleconference is closed.
Thank you, Carlton.
Thank you.
Left.
Carlton. Samuels.
Left.
Ego operator.
Left.
Spanish interpreter on English.
Left.